Mishnah Yom is for Thursday, the 18th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Berachas, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah deals with what brachas you make upon seeing something. Haroya Mokim Shanasu Boi Nisim Lib Nasu Boi Nisim Salt. A person who sees a place in which miracles occurred for the Jewish people. For example, he sees the place where the Jewish people crossed the Yam Suf on dry land, where they crossed the Jordan, and so forth. Omer, he says the following bracha, Baruch Asher Asa Nisim Laveseinu B'Mokim Zeh, blessed be Hashem, who made miracles for our fathers in this place. Now the Mishnah doesn't mention the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, it just says Baruch, but that's understood, it means you say the full Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. In fact, all the brachas later on, it doesn't say the words at Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, because that's understood and it's the same for all the brachas. The Gemara learns that we make a bracha when you come to a place where there's Nisim. The whole idea of making a bracha for miracles is learned from the story of Yisro, Parsha of Yisro. Yomer Yisro, the Pasuk says in Shmois Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Yud, and Yisro said, Baruch Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Ashehitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim and Yad Paro, who saved you from the hands of Mitzrayim and from Yad of Paro. So we learn from him to make a bracha on Nisim. Mokam Shenekro Mimenu Avodah Zarah, a person who sees in Israel a place from which Avodah Zarah was uprooted, Omer, he should give a bracha for that. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekav Chalam, She'okar Avodah Zara, Me'atzeina. Blessed be the Almighty who has uprooted Avodah Zara from our land. And then the Gemara Bracha says that one should add another prayer, just like it's been uprooted from this place, so may it be uprooted from all the places of the Jewish places. And Hashem should restore the hearts of those who serve these things back to serving you. This is in Israel. What happens if you've seen Chutz Laaretz, a place where Avodah Zara has been uprooted? Then he should say, Baruch Shakar Avodah Zarah Mimokoim Hazeh. Blessed be Hashem has uprooted Avodah Zarah from this place. And he finishes off with a prayer as well, just like it's been uprooted from here, so it should be uprooted from all places. Mishnah Beis. Al Hazikin, if a person sees a shooting star or a comet, Vala's voice, if a person witnesses or sees an earthquake, Vala Brokim, lightning, Vala Romim, or thunder, Valharuches, or for storms, stormy winds, the hurricane, for example. Omer, he should say, Baruch Shekoicho Ugvaraso Male Olam. Blessed be Hashem, whose strength fills the world. And he says it with Hashem's name, of course. Now, the Gemara brings that one can actually say an alternative bracha for any one of these events that he sees. He can make, which namely, a bracha Baruch Oisa Maase Bereishis. That would be equally appropriate to say. However, the custom, the prevailing custom, is on thunder to say Shekocha Gvarosa Male Olam, and on lightning to say Osa Maase Bereishis. Ala Horim Bala Gvois, on if a person who sees mountains or hills, Vala Yamim, or seas, Vala Nahores, or rivers, Vala Nabidboros, or he sees deserts, he says any one of these, and he hasn't seen it before, it's the first time in 30 days that he's seeing it. Omer, he should say, Baruch Oisa Maase Bereishis, blessed be the one who created the work of creation. And here we don't give, the Mishnah does not give an alternative of Shekocha Gvarosa Male Olam, because Shekocha Gvarosa Male Olam is more for something that's seen on a macro scale, it's seen in many places. Whereas if you're Baruch Oisa Maase Bereishis is more applicable for a localized thing that he has seen, like the sea or the river or the desert, Milhintni, hills, mountains. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroya say Yom HaGadol, if a person sees the great ocean, some say that's the Mediterranean Sea, it's called the Yam HaTichon, it's the western border of Israel. Others say that he's talking about the big ocean. Omer, when he sees this sea or the ocean, he should say Baruch She'osa say Yom HaGadol, because it has a special chashivus, therefore, if it's a Mediterranean, the Cheshivas is because it's the west of the land of Israel, and because of Eretz Yisrael, it gives it the Cheshivas, then they made a special bracha for it. Bracha She'osa Seyam Gol. That's only, of course, Bizman She'roya Oisa Lifrakim, if he sees it only intermittently. He sees it only once every 30 days. Alak Shomim Balab Sarasatoves, for rain that has come down, Gishmei Bracha, or for good news that one has heard, one should say, Baruch Atoi V'Hameitiv. Baruch Atoi Hashem Elokim L'Cholam Atoi V'Hameitiv. Now, the Gemara explains that when does one say Atoi V'Hameitiv? It's when he owns a field in partnership with others. Because any bounty, any good things that happen to a person, where someone else shares in that goodness, he should say Hatov V'Hameitiv. But if he only owns the field himself, and there's no other partner, then he should make just Shechiyonu for the rain. Others, such as the Rosh, hold that even if he doesn't have a partnership in this field, he can make a Hatov V'Hameitiv as well. If he has no field at all, then there's another prayer to be said, Moedim Anach Naloch. It's a Gemara brings a whole tefillah that one should say, at the conclusion of which is, Baruch Atah Hashem, Keil Rovei Dois V'Hatish Boches. Some say that our Mishnah, which talks about making a bracha for rain, this is only if the world or the people were in tsar, were in pain because of the rains were withheld, were being held back, and afterwards rain came down. But in Eretz Yisrael, because it's so dry there, and if the time of rain season comes, and the rain, whenever it comes down, they're very, very happy with it, there are opinions that say that one should make a bracha v'kshavim in Israel, particularly even if there was no drought beforehand. Similarly, when it comes to Besuras Tovas, good news, and our Mishnah says you say Tova Meitiv, again, it's explained, this is when the goodness is affecting him, it's for him and for others as well. Val Shmois Rois, finally, says the Mishnah, for bad news, Omer one should say, Baruch Dayan Ha'emes, blessed be the God of truth. Some say that the Mishnah uses the word Besoros when it talks about good things, good reports, Besoros Tovos. When it talks about bad, it doesn't say Besoros Rois, it says Shmois Rois, bad things that he's heard. What's the reason for that change? And the Gra explains, because bad things people don't tell. You're not meant to tell over until he hears about it. But that's why it says Shemuos Rois. Shemuos Rois means what you heard. But Tovos, good things, it's a mitzvah to be mevas. It's a mitzvah to publicize that. And hence the word Besoros is associated with Tovos. The word Besoros with good news. Good news, it's a mitzvah to report, to levaser, to actually report it.